But whenever she did any kind of art form, her parents would tell her that it wasn't very good. Who here has ever felt like it was criticized or it wasn't good? Raise your hand if you felt that way. Yeah, you know what? We're going to break that off right now. I feel like the Holy Spirit's on that. You see, one of the things that happens is that if I listen to the enemy tell me my worth, he will always put me in a corner. In my manual, I talk about I was coloring inside the lines of other people's expectations, which left my signature out of the picture. In other words, you and I, we know our heart. God knows our destiny. So what do you think the enemy's gonna do to keep you from that destiny? He is going to put situations and people that are going to make you feel that you could never go through that. So I just get really happy. All you people out there that have had words, that means because you're about to get a breakthrough today. And you're about to cross over and not believe those lies. How do you do that? You have to physically do something to bring that breakthrough by doing art. And as you do it, you have to hear Papa God's voice saying, "That's awesome! I can't believe you did that stick figure! It's amazing! Wow! Wow, you are so amazing!" Because the more that you hear that, the more you're going to do it more. And the more you're going to do it more. And then you're going to become great. I remember when my mom, who's an artist, I was just learning about this prophetic culture when I came up here in 2002 and went to the School of Ministry before I came on staff in 2003. And I had done this painting of a woman that I had seen on my travels to Mexico when I was doing missions there. And I did it, and I knew my mom was visiting the next week. And I turned to my husband, I go, "When my mom comes, she's going to go like this. You could have done this, and you could have done that." And Kevin goes, "Nah." I go, "You just wait." So my mom comes up there, and I go, "Hey, Mom, I did this painting. I want to show it to you." And so she looks at the painting, and she goes, "You know, you could have done this, and you could have." And I said, "Wait. I like it the way it is." And it was that Shabbat moment where I had power to not listen to those voices anymore. I had power to say that is the way it's going to be because I know that that's from God for me. And that feels really good inside. When you give yourself permission to do something because you create with the Creator God, and it's for a reason and it's for a purpose. And as you do that, it gives you freedom to try. If you don't try, you'll never know. If Picasso never tried, he never would have succeeded. Monet, I mean, you look at Handel's Messiah. I mean, we could go on and on and on and on. These people, they had to believe that they were anointed. And they had to believe that it started with that first step. So we're going to pray for that right now. So I want you to put your hands out. And team, if you could pray over them. The team is going to come around. They're just going to soak you. They might get you drunk. You might feel the Holy Spirit. But God, we break off shame off of every person.